Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. This episode is called Dropshipping versus Your Day Job. What are the pros and cons of dropshipping versus working a 9-to-5? Well, where do I start? So I had a day job for a long time. In fact, ever since I was, I think, 15 maybe, I had a day job. 15 up till about 25, 26? 27? How old was I when I quit my job? Well, I quit my job in 2013, and I was born in 87, so I was 26 years old. That's the math, right? 2013, yeah. January of 2013. And Juliana quit a year later, 2014. Yeah, so anyways, having a job was cool because I had a steady paycheck, so that means every 2 weeks I got around... somewhere around $1,000 to $1,500. It wasn't that much. I was making enough to get by hardly, and it really wasn't enough because I lived in Los Angeles, and cost of living in LA is like, it's ridiculous. Even back then, I mean, back then it was better. I think we had a one bedroom apartment. We were paying around $1,000 for it, so that was sort of affordable. Now the same neighborhoods, I mean, it's $1,500 at the minimum for the same quality apartments. So cost of living has gone up quite a bit, so I'm really just glad that we took off, you know? We were actually considering moving back this last winter, and I did some research, and I could not find an affordable place to live, and the only option, again, was to go down to Long Beach, and Long Beach is just a sketchy place. Like, I just don't want to live out there. I mean, it's fun in certain areas, but certain areas are sketchy, and I just don't want to live in a place like that where I have to watch my back and worry about, you know, like getting mugged or something. Like, that would suck. I almost got mugged one night. I was riding my bicycle. Some guy chased after me, and I'm lucky I got some strong legs. I pedaled so fast he couldn't catch up with me. I juked him out a little bit too, so that was cool. I was riding my fixie. But yeah, so dropshipping versus a day job. Let's see. Well, you make your steady paycheck at a day job. You go to work every day, and you know, you get a lunch break. You get a couple breaks. You get to talk with people and hang out with people. You get to, you know, do whatever you want in your off time. And then on your on time, you got to do what they tell you to do. I worked my day job at a warehouse when I first started with this long job. I worked a lot of different day jobs. Actually, I worked at a theme park doing a lot of different things. One summer, I worked in the food and beverage in a food cart serving food. Another summer, I worked in their warehouse, picking, pulling orders, and delivering them to the stalls and stuff like that. Another summer, I worked in groundskeeping. I actually went out and did like weed whacking and all this other crazy stuff. It was pretty fun. That summer sucked because I had to wake up at like 6 in the morning. Or no, it was like 5 in the morning. Get out there by 6 and work till about 2, which is just terrible, by the way. I hate those hours. Not a morning person. But yeah, I moved to LA. I got a day job one winter at a mall cart selling ornaments, Christmas ornaments. That was pretty cool. I would sell the ornament to the person, like $10 or something. I would actually finger draw on it. So they needed people with really good handwriting. And I had a pretty good handwriting skills and pretty good like artistic skills. Like, I've been drawing since a little kid, so it comes naturally. And I would just ask them what they want me to write, and I would write it out for them. They had like a little technique where they put a little ball on the end of every little letter, you know, and it was kind of cute. It was fun. Working in a mall was cool. And I was just glad to be able to stay in California, in Los Angeles. A lot of my skateboard friends out there and skate spots, and it's warm all the time and dry, so I can skate all the time. So unlike Seattle or Idaho, where it's always, you know, rainy or snowy or just crazy and there's nothing else to skate and all that stuff, LA is just full of skate spots. So I love skateboarding, so it came naturally to me to want to stay out there. And then I got a job at a warehouse. So the warehouse job was cool. I worked really hard. It was just picking and pulling orders. It was a lock and security hardware company, so they had all these SKUs. If you guys have ever ordered a lock or anything like that, you know, you got to pick the finish, you got to pick the keyway, you got to pick the back set. There's a bazillion things to pick. And usually, you know, if you have like a house, you'll probably call a locksmith or like, you know, some sort of a security specialist over, and they'll do the picking for you. But anyway, I actually worked in the warehouse, so I had to pick orders for locksmiths and security companies that would order from us as a distributor. And it was kind of cool being on the inside of that and understanding that, getting to get used to the nomenclature of the part numbers and stuff like that. I've always been really good with numbers and problem solving and stuff like that. So I was able to find part numbers and things really easily. And I excelled very quickly. I got into my day job and worked my butt off. My attitude was really good. You know, I knew that the harder I worked and the faster I worked, the more I could impress the managers and get ahead. And I actually started learning things really fast. I started learning things way faster than they wanted me to learn them. One salesman walked back into the warehouse and told me I needed to slow down because I was making them look bad. I just had the idea. I was like, you know, I want to get ahead in this job. I don't want to be stuck here my whole life. I want to get up and out of this place, and this is the only way to do it. So I started learning how to do the shipping and the invoicing, and I ended up moving up into helping them cart around the safes, the big gun safes and stuff like that. And, you know, it was good. And we moved locations. I was a big help with that. I really, you know, stuck my head out and made myself a big figure in that. So the upper management and the other branches saw me. And they took notice, and you know, they told the manager in LA to promote me to receiving. So I got to take care of the receivings department and the returns department. I managed all that stuff and was really good at it. I managed all the paperwork for the purchases and the invoicing, and managed all the stock. I even put a lot of stock into the warehouse. What, you know, the other guys that were lazy were supposed to be doing, I was doing it for them, and I would have a lot of downtime. And so I started going online and searching, you know, things out and stuff like that back then. And I started, you know, trying to think, like, what do I want to do? Do I want to be stuck in a warehouse my whole life? You know, not really. I want to go out there and I want to skate. You know, I want to spend my afternoons doing what all these other guys are doing that I really want to be doing. So I started searching, you know, keywords like how to make money online. I started figuring out what SEO was, and I started figuring out what email marketing was. And I found the very first time I was introduced to SEO was a YouTube channel called Lazy Ass Stoner. It's the funniest thing. You would never expect that. You got to look it up on YouTube. It's pretty funny. Lazy Ass Stoner. The guy is just this kid from the UK, British accent, and man, he breaks it down really, really good. He's very simple and a very chill dude. And yeah, just basic SEO stuff. I mean, nothing crazy, but at the same time, like, that's revolutionary stuff when you're just getting into internet marketing and trying to figure out how websites work and, you know, how traffic works and how to make money online with, you know, like things like affiliate marketing and stuff like that. And I was just searching all that stuff out back there in the warehouse. And then, you know, so my mind was already changing back then. And then all of a sudden I got an offer, and the bosses liked the way I was going, and they had an opening in the sales department, and they wanted to bring somebody up from the warehouse who already had experience with the product lines rather than hiring an outside sales guy to come in and have to go through all the training again and stuff like that. And I was just doing so good back there. They're like, you know what? Move Trevor up into sales, put someone else in that position, and let's get this guy selling some stuff. So it was actually perfect timing. I remember the boss called me into the office, and I said, you know, I was kind of hesitant at first, and he said, you don't have to do it. And then he was about to say, you know, don't worry about it. And I was like, you know what, I'll do it. Because even though I wanted to stay in the warehouse because it was easy, I knew that easy wasn't the way to get out. Easy was not the way to get out of the rat race. Easy was going to keep me there. And so I also had watched the movie Yes Man, where, you know, he just says yes to everything because yes leads to good opportunities. And just something clicked in my head, and I said, you know what, just say yes. What can hurt? What's the scariest thing that can happen? So I said yes, and there you go. I moved up into sales, and sales was cool. I had a position at the front desk for a while, and so that was fine. I was doing really good. You know, I was just answering the calls super fast, and anybody that would call in, I was just like, you know, I'm going to be the first person to pick it up. I'm going to get all the sales calls. I'm going to close the sale, and I'm going to put the order in, you know, and I'm going to serve this person. And I did, and I ended up getting really, really, really good sales numbers right off the bat. I was already competing with their top salesman there in the sales department. And I saw some guys, you know, kind of getting a little bit jealous or like angry at me a little bit, you know, for working so hard and showing them up. So I didn't really care, because I knew what that was going to lead to is eventually a back office for me. And that's what I was going for. And some, you know, some spiffs, some commissions. So it all ended up working out. I started, you know, doing really good. And up at the front counter, I met a guy who is a locksmith, but he's an entrepreneur, and started talking about stuff. And one summer I went backpacking, and I had this revelation. I really wanted to start a business, and I really wanted to start a skateboard brand. And so I came back, and I was starting to talk to everybody about it and, you know, get their ideas and stuff like that, because that's kind of how I am. I like to share ideas and get feedback. And the guy told me, he's like, you know what, why don't we do it together? Why don't we, you know, I'll buy you a website right now. And I said, buy me a website? How do you buy a website? I have no idea you could buy a website. So that's kind of cool. You know, how does that work? And then he came back the next day, showed me, he printed out a receipt for me, and he showed me a website he had bought, Beatnik Boards, because that was the brand name he gave me. And I was like, what does Beatnik even mean? And he explained to me, it's like a hippie, you know, like before hippies, there was the Beatniks.
Beat Generation, and they were like these poets, you know, these guys that were just like wanderers and travelers and stuff like that. Jack Kerouac, Nate Ginsberg, a lot of other famous authors came out of the Beat Generation. Anyway, so we related that to skateboarding somehow, or he did anyways, and tried to start a skateboard brand. And honestly, like, it was just me like spray painting boards at first. It was funny. And I was trying to sell them and wasn't really selling them. And, you know, and then I looked online. I was like, you know, what is this, you know, what, how can I sell stuff online? Because I remember this SEO stuff. How does that work? And so I set up a website a little bit, put some content up, you know, featured some local artists, whatever. Nothing was really happening. And then Scott came to me with a good idea, my business partner. And he's like, hey man, why don't you start doing this drop shipping thing? You ever heard of that? And I said, no. And he said, well, I talked to somebody at GoDaddy where I bought the domain, and the guy mentioned drop shipping. And I was just like, okay, cool. I don't even know what this means, but I'll look it up. Shoot. And I started YouTubing that and like, what is drop shipping and stuff like that. And kind of got an idea for it. And then I realized, like, hey, why don't I try to set up a website? So I went and tried to find a skateboard distributor, and the only distributor out there was this distributor who charged $100 a year for access to their inventory and pricing and to, you know, have access to them as a supplier. And I thought, that's strange. Why would they charge me for that? But whatever, at least I can look at the price. It's $100. It's a business. You know, you got to pay the money to start up a business. So let's just do it. And we do it, you know, and they're a real supplier. It's just that the pricing is so high on the cost end of it that it really didn't make sense. Like, there was literally like a $10 profit on, you know, like a board or something like that. I mean, you know, and I don't even know how I'm supposed to make that $10 because the cost is like $50 and the board is supposed to sell for $60. And like, after shipping all that, I'm going to be losing money. So, you know, it ended up being one of these fake suppliers kind of in a way, just like maybe a distributor sort of, or I don't know what they were doing, but didn't end up working out. I contacted them like a month later and they wouldn't even refund my money. So we just decided to write it off as business expense, whatever, you know, it's only $100 and just learn a lesson and move on. And what ended up happening is we ended up deciding to get out of skateboard niche because because it's not really dropship friendly too much, because like the skateboard industry works with skate shops and big warehouses. So you can't really start up a website. I mean, there's some brands probably that sell like longboards, you know, like mountain boards and maybe electric skateboards, but it's just not big enough to have like a whole niche site in. You have to like go a little bit broader. You have to like niche up a little bit. So decided not to do that because honestly, it's not that much profit per sale. Even on the expensive products, at the most like $1,000 and only a couple of them, you know, you need a bigger niche to start a site. And even back then, I understood that. So I knew I was on the right track. And instead, Scott actually noticed a product being used pretty locally. And, you know, it was very popular and trendy at the time. And he pointed it out to me, and I said, yeah, why not go that direction? So we ended up finding a supplier in L.A., who only required us to purchase 10 units of something they had in order to get an account, because they only usually worked with actual like retail storefronts. And so we bought 10 of their cheap units and got an account with them with a dropship agreement. So they would actually ship directly to our customers for us. So that was really cool. It was kind of like our first supplier, and I was really impressed. And they had a huge product line. So, you know, some pretty expensive products, you know, in the, you know, multiple hundreds of dollars. So, you know, there you go. And they were profitable. After everything is said and done, we would make probably around 10% profit, net profit on everything after marketing costs. So I was blown away. I mean, there you go. And so now I just needed to have some sort of website builder. And I didn't really have much time because I was working the day job, right? Like, I had an 8-hour a day job, and then I had a few hours, you know, in the evening to like skate and to eat and, you know, do whatever else. And, you know, it just wasn't a whole lot of time, but I realized that a lot of my time was spent like watching TV and movies, watching skate videos, you know, and just like chilling, relaxing, doing nothing. And I realized like all that time I was spending doing that stuff, why don't instead I spend that time reading books, you know, watching more videos about marketing and internet marketing, and then working on trying to find a dropship, you know, store, like trying to build a dropship store. And so I started sacrificing all my time, and it actually ended up working out really well. I was waking up earlier in the mornings to work. So I worked for about an hour every morning before work, and I never used to do that. I used to just, you know, wake up at the last minute, and I used to, and then like I was in sales now, and I actually did get a back office cubicle. So they wouldn't really, you know, watch me as I was working. I would pick up the phone and answer everything. So on my downtime, which there's plenty of downtime, I would be trying to build a dropship store at my job. And, you know, all the other salesmen are just like watching like fail YouTube videos and cat videos on YouTube. And I was, you know, actually trying to build a business, you know, under the veil of, you know, my cubicle, it actually worked pretty well. Nobody knew, and I did my job perfectly fine, and so they thought I was doing great. So I did that, and then I worked on my lunch break, and I worked after work a lot. Like, all that time, I just completely sacrificed. Weekends, I would go out sometimes, but most of the time, I was just working, especially nights. I would stay up, like, all night sometimes on the weekend, just trying to, like, build a dropship store. And the first platform I used was eBay. And then after that, I went with eBay alternative called eCreator that does not take the 9% fee. And back then they took 0% fee. I think now they take like a 3% fee. But they do run Google ads to your listings, which is really cool. But they're kind of an old school platform, so I don't use them anymore. I use Shopify now. But before Shopify, there was WordPress and WooCommerce. And so back then I found that and I started using it. I think 2012 is when I started using WooCommerce. And I set up a pretty cool store, and you know, the niche had like zero competitors in it back then, which was pretty cool. And so I started getting sales right away, and it was just from organic and social media, and some email marketing. I wasn't doing any paid ads. So, and well, and there was YouTube videos too. I started doing a lot of YouTube videos on products, and like in person with them. I could actually go and get the product and like do a YouTube video with it. These are big products, so. Yeah, you know, and this is all with like the day job going on. It was crazy. So, you know, you can work a day job and that's perfectly fine while you're building a dropship store. There's nothing wrong with that. And honestly, you kind of have to in the beginning. Like, you really don't have a way to support yourself or your family, right? Until you have the skills, and you have to work on building those skill sets. I was reading so many books on marketing back then. I was reading all these Seth Godin books. Seth Godin's one of my favorite authors of all time. Permission Marketing, The Dip, Purple Cow, Tribes, and all those books really got me thinking about, you know, how I should build my business. Especially Permission Marketing was really good because it got me understanding to not spam people, but instead to ask permission, give them, you know, a free offer in exchange for their email address, and to actually just like, you know, give them value. So, and I was reading all sorts of other books. 4-Hour Workweek I picked up around then, and Rich Dad Poor Dad. So I got used to the idea of like working hard to learn. That was a really good lesson there. And I also read 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, which taught me how to spend my time better, how to be more productive and procrastinate less. And then I also was going to school. I actually got free attendance at a local community college during this time. And yeah, I went to school and I only took marketing classes. I took sales, I took marketing, took business, I took accounting. I signed up for advertising, and I signed up for, forget, a couple other classes, but yeah, it was really good. I pretty much aced all those classes, and before that, I was literally like flunking out of college because I wasn't taking classes I liked, and I started taking marketing and business classes, and I was acing them, no joke. Oh yeah, I took real estate too, and like a couple different real estate classes because I was thinking about getting into real estate back then, but that never really came to fruition because I realized I wanted to do something online because that's more like along the lines of my personality. So, but yeah, it was amazing, such a journey. And then finally around 2013, things started picking up. Summer of 2013, we started making a lot more sales. We started getting organic rankings for all the SEO I'd been doing the prior year and a half. And 2014 came along, we started selling on eBay and Amazon. And hardly without any Google ads, we were making like $10,000 a month in net profits. And it was just madness. It was just literally madness. We were doing like almost 100 orders a month. We were selling products that were averaged like between $200 and $500. You know, some were upwards of like $800 or $1,000, but most of them were in that like kind of lower high ticket range. And so we made a lot of sales. Like some days it was just like 10 sales, you know, straight for like 2 weeks, like 10 sales, 10 sales, 10 sales, every single day, 10 sales. And it was literally madness. We started getting some more competitors. Of course, that's what happens when markets light up, you know, competition shows up. And we tried to open a physical retail storefront, and it just like was just the worst idea ever. And it's like literally cost me 10 times as much in money and time than I thought it was going to be. And I decided to close down 6 months later because I just felt like I'd walked myself back into a day job. And, you know, that's the thing about having a day job is that you literally are kind of imprisoned in a way, you know, like you're in servancy. You like have to be there physically every day at a certain time. And when your time is not free, when you're not free to do what you want with your time, you are a servant to somebody or something, you know? The thing about drop shipping, online e-commerce in general, is that you are not a servant of your time. right? You can get up and you have to answer the phone with these customers, but that doesn't mean you have to be somewhere. So you're location independent and time independent. And with the money you make, you're truly financially free. And like Tim Ferriss says in the 4-Hour Workweek, time is the new currency, right? When you have the freedom of time, you are now rich. You are the new rich. A lot of people are so rich. They have so much money, but they have no time, right? They're spending all their time working, you know? And it's like, I get that. Like, everybody thinks I'm working constantly too, which I am, I guess. I sit on my laptop at the Starbucks and get shit done. You know, I sit down in my hotel room at night and film videos on how to do stuff. And, you know, I build sites that way. And it just doesn't feel like work. It feels like you know, like I'm sitting on my computer at home. And so, you know, that's the difference. Like, dropshipping versus a day job, like, you're doing what you want to do. You know, you're doing something comfortable. You can wake up and be naked or in your, you know, pajamas working instead of, you know, having to put on a suit and tie and go to work, you know, and answer to somebody and only take breaks at a certain time. And you can't leave until 5 o'clock, you know, and you have to be up at 7:30. Otherwise, you're going to be late for work. You know, and that alarm clock goes off and you've got to get up and you can't snooze it more than once or twice or you're going to be late to work. And if you wake up late, oh my God, your heart is racing and you can't eat any food that morning, you know, and you got to get out of the house fast or you're driving super fast to work and there's traffic and everybody's late to work and, you know, this and that. That's that life, you know, it's not freedom. It's stress. And I knew that that wasn't for me. You know, some people love it. Some people like that. They dig it, you know, because it's easy. And whatever, I guess I can understand. But like for me, it just never was like that. I was always a hustler. And I was always the guy that just like got up and did his own thing, self-motivated to learn shit, figure shit out. And so I could achieve that and get beyond it. And now I am. Like every day I wake up, I'm just super happy and grateful that I have an online business. We get orders in the middle of the night sometimes. The phone, you know, goes cha-ching. And I'm just like, wow, dude, like this is amazing. You know, this is incredible. All the time and effort we spent to learn, to build the skill sets, to improve our store, to, you know, get suppliers, to put products up, to build content, to run paid advertising, all that time and effort is worth it because now we just sit back and it's mostly passive. And it's amazing, you know, and now I'm helping other people do it. And I think it's wonderful. It's like truly like my higher like destiny is coming out here now because I'm able to finally help people build something like this themselves. I'm not just saying it myself to gloat. It's more like I'm saying it because I know that it's possible for so many other people. And I've helped a lot of people now. And I've realized that like so many people just like, they just don't have the skill sets that I have because they just haven't gone through the same trainings, you know? I mean, you can't just take one course and consider yourself, you know, a master. Like you have to go through like hundreds of courses. I can't even imagine. Like if I were to write out all the books and all the college courses and all the different videos I watched and all the different online courses I've taken, I mean, it would literally take you probably like 2 years to go through all of it, maybe more, like 4 years. So you have to consider yourself going back to school if you're going to start this kind of a lifestyle. You have to go back to a two-year university, and get a degree in online marketing, you know, from yourself, from the world, from the information that's available online. You know, and maybe I'll try to do that is like sit down and actually write like a resource of all the different things I went through and learned so that other people can try to do the same. But that's the thing is like, I feel like most people out there are pretty lazy. And so I didn't want to make my videos for the membership site too like over, you know, too much like overview stuff, too much like slideshow stuff. Cause I feel like that stuff's good to learn things, but it's not really good to implement stuff. There's a big difference between learning and implementing. You can learn something all day and never do anything about it. But the difference is like when you watch a course and someone's just showing you literally over their shoulder how to do something, how to implement it, you don't really have a choice. You're not going to take notes. You're just going to hop on your computer and do what he's telling you to do or she's telling you to do. And so that's the course I wanted to build. I didn't want to build like a slideshow course where I just tell you all about, you know, things you can do. Because then it's like you take notes and you're like, am I really going to do this right now? But I wanted to show a course about how to do stuff. And a lot of that includes outsourcing. And that's the thing people, I think, have a big holdback about is they think outsourcing is either expensive or it's really bad quality. And yeah, maybe you'll have one or two experiences of bad quality, but that's okay. There's so many different people you can outsource out there. We really live in a gig industry now. And being an entrepreneur means you have to take advantage of that. So most of my course, all the different things that, you know, are done are using Fiverr gigs, like $5 Fiverr gigs, you know, uploading products, getting logos made, getting banners made. Doing theme customizations and stuff like that. There's Fiverr gigs that literally charge you $5 to do this stuff. And the people are like in India or something, but they do great work. You know, and then I teach how to outsource customer service to a virtual assistant in the Philippines that you could pay like $3 an hour. You know, it's just, it's literally ridiculous if you are going to be an entrepreneur and hold yourself back from outsourcing. So in the course, I teach how to do it. I literally just show people over my shoulder how to do it. And my goal is to help 100 people this year escape their 9-to-5. And it's a big goal, but I know that it's possible because my teachings pretty much walk you through step-by-step on how to do it. And the only thing holding you back at that point would be yourself. You know, either the fear of failure or, you know, maybe it's, I don't know what it would be. Maybe it's just you don't want to take action. Maybe you're just kind of lazy or something like that. Or you just, you know what I mean? You don't sacrifice the time that needs to be done. And that's just the mindset thing. That's you and your life. But, you know, I know that it's possible. And I know that if you put your mind to it and you make those sacrifices and you decide that, you know, the next 3 months of my life, I'm going to put 100% into this because for the next 30 years, 40 years, 50 years of my life, I want to be able to live a time independent, a location independent, and a financially free lifestyle. You know, I want to accomplish my greatest dreams. I want to spend more time with my family. I want to go travel the world. I want to, you know, go see the sights that I only ever see in magazines or on TV shows. You know, I want to go eat street food in China. I want to go, you know, to the top of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. I want to go see the Louvre in person. I want to go to Amsterdam and, you know, go on a boat tour through the canals. I want to go to Venice, Italy. I want to go to Rome and see the Pantheon and see the Colosseum. You know, like there's so much out there in the world, and for you to, you know, feel like you have to go to a day job is just silly, man. Like there's so much abundance. There's so many people buying things online. Like e-commerce is literally a multi-trillion dollar industry now, and setting up your own website and driving traffic to it and creating a sales funnel is not as hard as you think it is. It just takes hard work. It takes determination. It, you know, like you work hard at your day job. That doesn't mean you can't work harder in your own business and build that stuff up. So that's what I learned. It's like, I'm working so hard at my day job to help these other people, these bosses get rich. Like, and they literally were getting fucking filthy rich. I would look at their Facebook feeds, cause I was friends with like the vice presidents and his son and everybody. And they were like taking cruises to the Bahamas and they were going on vacations all over the place in Europe. And I was just thinking to myself, man, I am sitting here in a freaking office. It is 2 o'clock on July 21st when it's freaking hot as shit outside. I can be skating right now. I could be out doing my own thing. I need to stop working hard for this douchebag, and I need to work hard for myself. And that's what really finally got me to make that decision to like start a business, no matter what it took, and just sacrifice the next, you know, year of my life so that the rest of my life I can live free. So that's it, guys. I mean, there you go. You know, you got to start with the day job, but you don't have to end there. You know, build every single day, sacrifice and build, sacrifice and build, sacrifice and build. Whatever that means to you, figure out which business model that is best for your lifestyle, is best for your personality, whether it be dropshipping, affiliate marketing, whether it be information products, whether it be Kindle publishing, whether it just be coaching or offering freelance services online. There's so many location and time independent business models that you can take advantage of these days that are on the internet, that are through e-commerce, that like, it's just silly if you don't, you know, honestly, in my opinion. If you want to break free, if you're listening to the podcast, it's because you want to break free of the 9-to-5, or you already have, and you're trying to scale and build more, and you want to figure out how to travel or something like that. But I think most people that listen to this podcast are definitely in that like kind of beginner stage where you're like trying to break free and you want to, you know, build a store that's profitable, and you're afraid to invest money because, you know, you're working your day job. You only make so much, maybe $100 a day is what you take home, you know, and that's what I was taking home. And like, how are you supposed to invest, you know, $100 in your business if that's all you have for a day? You need to put food on the table, right? Like, if this doesn't work out, you're going to go into debt. Well, I mean, you can't have that mindset. Like, it's a business. You have to get the skills to grow it. And yeah, in the beginning, maybe you shouldn't outsource. Maybe you should like make every single product listing yourself, because you have to learn why you do certain things. You know, you've got to do some hard work in the beginning because it really teaches you lessons. You know, I don't know if you ever heard like that hard work builds character, but it does. You know, character is basically how you act, and your actions determine your character. So understand that like doing hard work creates better character in you. And you will act better in the future. You will not take shortcuts. You will not spam people. You will set up good, clean sales funnels, and you will actually be helpful no matter what. And I think that's key to anything in life, much less internet marketing, because as soon as you start spamming people in internet marketing, you get blocked by everybody and nobody likes you. And that's the thing. You can never take that route. There's no easy route here. It's not get rich quick. You're not going to get quick results. This doesn't happen in a month. This doesn't happen in 3 or 6 months. This happens. This takes a year or two, but it's worth it. Wouldn't you rather sacrifice a year now so that you can live the next 30, 40, 50 years of your life free? Like, even if that means working from Starbucks all the time, hey, that's still free. You're still on your own time. You can watch a YouTube video if you want to at that point, you know? No one's going to tell you not to watch YouTube videos or not look at your phone. You don't have to wake up to an alarm clock, you know? You just have to answer customer phone calls and email inquiries. So, you know, e-commerce and high-ticket dropshipping is just so freaking awesome. And it's easier than ever these days. You still have to work hard, but gosh, man, if it was as easy as it was, you know, back then, or at least if I had like the mentors that I do have now, like it would just be a totally different story. I would have started this journey back in like 2008 or something like that. But I'm grateful. I am super grateful that everything happened. I have a wonderful wife and I have a great family and everybody's doing really good and we're traveling around and we're healthy, you know, and that's a good thing. And we had to work our day jobs to get there, you know, like you've got to put in the work. So I really hope this episode was helpful to you guys. Hopefully it was inspirational, motivational, and all that good stuff. Get out there, you know, work hard in the mornings, in the afternoons, at night, on the weekends, you know, sacrifice the TV, sacrifice, you know, going out with your friends to the bar, you know, be that nerd on your computer at 2 a.m. building your dropship store, because trust me, they're going to be looking at your feed, your Instagram feed or your Facebook feed, or they're just going to be like, hey, what happened to that guy or that girl, you know, in a year or two? Oh yeah, I heard they were traveling the world and stuff like that. What? How did that happen? Oh yeah, you remember that guy who was sitting on his computer all night long, you know, and stuff like that? Yeah, he was building some sort of an e-commerce business. That's what they're going to be saying about you, you know, and you're going to say, yeah, I know. Well, work hard, you know, and you can get there too. And they're going to say, how'd you do it? They're going to say like, how did you do it, man? You got lucky? And you're going to say, nah, I just worked really hard. I just learned a lot of stuff. I just read a lot of books. You know, that's what you got to do. Just read a lot of books. You read the right books. You don't just read fiction novels and romance novels. You know, you read marketing books. You listen to marketing audiobooks, you listen to sales and direct marketing, you know, old direct marketing books from the best, like, you know, and read .com secrets, read expert secrets. That kind of stuff literally will change your life, no doubt. Russell Brunson is on another level, and all the guys he learned from, you know, are on another level too. All right, with that said, guys, I'm going to end this podcast. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the channel and go check out the Academy. It is at ecommerceparadise.com/academy, or just go to the website. See you out there, guys. Take care. Have fun.